This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, where Paul the Apostle, from the end of the last chapter and the beginning of this one, has been talking an awful lot about the end of days, the rapture, the second coming, and how we fit into all of those plans, what we can understand and what we can't understand. Now, we're going to pick it up in verse 5, but for context, I'm going to go back and start over in verse 1. Reading from the Living Bible, it says, "When is all this going to happen?" Paul wrote, "I really don't need to say anything about that, dear brothers, for you know perfectly well that no one knows. That day the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief of the night. When people are saying all is well, everything is quiet and peaceful, then all of a sudden, disaster will fall upon them, as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is born. And these people, they will not be able to get away anywhere. There will be no place to hide." Verse 4, "But, dear brothers, you are not in the dark about these things, for you won't be surprised as by a thief when the day of the Lord comes." Now, picking up in verse 5 in our text, our older text here, says, "You are all children of light and children of the day. We don't belong to the night nor to the darkness." Now, Paul here, he's trying to remind his readers, both then and now, that we are not, that we should not be anyway, of the darkness. We are warned elsewhere that we cannot serve God and the world. That's Luke 16, verse 13. We're warned that we cannot serve two masters, for either we will hate the one and love the other, or else we'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. We, like the church in Thessalonica, we know this fact. And yet, truth be told, many of us simply choose to ignore it, or we block out that truth. So let me ask you a very critical question today. Are you walking in the light? Such doesn't mean that you have in any way arrived. It doesn't mean that your journey is complete or somehow you've reached some sort of echelon of perfection. It speaks of a present dwelling, if you will, a state of living which exists in the active presence of the Holy God inside of us. Are you walking in the light, or are you rather living a perceived secret life? You know, one that dwells in the darkness. Now, I say perceived secret life because, you know, rarely, if ever, is such a life as much of a secret as we think that it is. Those around you see it, and certainly the Master sees it. Paul tells us, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, "You were once in the darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Verse 6 says, "So then let's not sleep as the rest do, but let's watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep in the night. Those who are drunk in the night. But since we belong to the day, let's be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and helmet, the hope of salvation." In the original text, it says, "Therefore," or I guess you could say, "In light of all this, let's not sleep." Meaning Paul's saying, let's not be distracted or be aloof. Even though some do and many will, let us be attentive. Let us be alert to these things, because gang time is marching on, and we are all nearer now to the personal meeting with Christ than when we each began this journey. The key to this, as Paul points out, is the focus upon walking in the light. And again, what does that mean? It means to operate and to live our lives in a conscious presence of God being here with us. Finding again that pleasure, that joy in the actual living out the pleasingness of God with our living. Now, certainly we're going to fall short sometimes, and that's for sure. But God's grace is going to cover us in that, because we are, with all of our might, still attempting to live out the power of our salvation in the light of His presence, in the light of public sight, in the accountability of Christian community, meaning we're still in the game. And as long as we're in the game, then God is going to continue to hang in there with us. But we cannot live secrets. Such a God-pleasing lifestyle needs to be more than just not sinning. It has to be an offensive act of living, doing the things that encompass a faith-filled life. Now, for many of us, this past year, it hasn't been an advance, but in fact, it's been rather a retreat. Some of us have set down our sword and we've kind of begun to vacation, or at least be distracted. And now, you kind of stand where King David once stood, shortly before he fell into sin and murder. Do you remember the story? If he had been where he belonged, the opportunity for temptation to find root would not have been there. And the same goes for us today. The idea of sober in this context includes a spiritual stability, a stability wherein we need Christ in the Spirit to withstand the onslaught of the darkness. So as the return of Christ draws near and the temptations of the darkness intensify, it's absolutely crucial for believers to have a cool, collected mind of Christ attitude, even with the issue of temptation.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.